We're going to return now back to our lead story into the top five, and that's about how Israeli troops have attacked Palestinian protesters and international activists in the occupied West Bank. Eddie Morvik is a human rights activist who joins us from the Gaza Strip. Well, Eddie Morvik, if you want to look at what's at the heart of the matter, I would think maybe you can tell us more. Is this arrest without charge and then imprisonment at the heart of the matter? Perhaps you can tell us how many are languishing in Israeli jails because of it, which has brought out these protests.
Well, there are currently 178 on administrative detention, and of course, these are against international laws, against international norms, and these are crimes to illegally detain people without charge. Not to mention the fact that actually, even under international law, under United Nations resolutions, time and time again, they've affirmed that Palestinians have a right to resist the illegal occupation, which is what currently over 4 million Palestinians are living under in the occupied territories. Samer Essawi has been on a hunger strike for over 205 days. Again, he is another victim of the administrative detention. There are three others who have been on hunger strikes for over 2 months, and their conditions are described in many cases as critical. Samer Essawi has been recently moved to the intensive care unit, and all the reports we're getting now is that he is in grave danger of losing his life, which would be more blood on Israeli hands, and it would be a horrific outcome to what has been an act of resistance against illegal detainment. The courage shown by Samer Essawi, actually, it's a duty to resist such horrific conditions. He's now suffering failures of vital organs. He's now currently bedbound. He can't walk properly, and he's down to 47 kilos, about 7 stone, from this hunger strike. Now, we're really, the whole world now should be making a move now. It's a disgrace that the international media, when the Irish Northern Irish hunger strikers were demanding an end to all kinds of horrific treatment in the British prisons, and the same even back to Gandhi, the media did actually report on this, whereas in international media, Samer Essawi's story has not been covered, even though there have been huge mobilizations, including here in Gaza, where just yesterday there was 3 different demonstrations, all in the name of freedom for Samer Essawi. These are crimes, and even the recent United Nations Human Rights Commission has said that there should be sanctions against Israel for the crime of illegal detainment, as well as all the other continuous violations of human rights going on inside the occupied territories. Again, the attacks on Gaza a few months ago that killed so many, over 170 killed, about 35 children. All of these are continuous, and even the United Nations is saying so, and yet we see no movement or international pressure against Israel during this most urgent of times. And I really do call on everybody around the world, especially those of conscience who care about both human life and people who are illegally detained, on top of all the other hardships that Palestinians have had to go through. It's a right to resist occupation, but it's a right to exist as a human being, as a Palestinian, the same as any other human beings around the world. And that's what Samer Essawi is currently detained for being a Palestinian. He was released by Israel under the Shalit Agreement, and yet they've rearrested many others like Samer since. And this is why Samer took upon himself to take the most drastic of action, to refuse food. And he has said he's determined to go all the way until justice comes, until dignity comes, because for him, dignity is more important than his own health and God befall, his own survival.
Very well. Thank you very much for that. Eddie Morvik, human rights activist from Gaza. It's good to see you.